I'm going to put a drilling well right there on the roundabout. I'm going to pay for everything.
You cannot do that, little Will.
I'm going to pay for everything.
You cannot do that.
Plus, you get free gas.
Yeah.
Everybody get free gas.
Oh, well, I think you're dreaming.
I think that of course, would be in the roundabout.
I heard people was looking for ideas up there in the Aspen Basin, and I'm here to help.
You're an idea man.
I'm all about the ideas. You guys can run with it if you want.
We'll see.
Thank you. We'll run it by a few people.
You run it by some of your friends over there in the Aspen Basin, and if you need me over there with my truck, I'm there.
Okay.
I'm there for you guys.
Well, thanks, little Will.
You've been there for a long time for me.
Free gas. Let's do a free gas in the roundabout.
I forgot about that.
I did.
Until you just started playing it. That was hysterical.
Yeah. I thought that was brilliant.
It was brilliant. He is brilliant.
Yeah, in his way.
In his own special little Willy way. Yeah.
Okay, well, I played that because it's membership drive.
Okay.
Oh. And so that means you need to call us at 963-0139 and pledge your support right now.
Right this second.
Or go to katieandkay.org and click on donate.
Yep.
That works too. And if you do that now, your money's matched by Grassroots TV.
Okay.
Yeah. So call us during whatever, and I don't know, we'll have to come up with something to reward those callers.
We can auction off the Beatles song.
Yeah.
Right. What the Beatles song is going to be.
That worked so well last week.
Oh, it worked.
Did you listen to it?
No, I forgot.
Bad Girl.
I know. Uh-oh. I forgot.
It was hilarious. I laughed out loud at least five times.
You did?
I did.
Oh, we'll listen. We'll listen, won't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll remind each other.
It's posted every week. If you miss whatever, it's right there on the website.
I know.
You can listen to every episode
so far.
Shows
how modern we are here at Katie and Kay.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
But let's play the music for our intro music.
Well, first I have to do the translator.
Okay.
And then we'll do
He's
that.
He's got big.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. Here's some business.
This is KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. Broadcasting at 88.1 FM and via translators. K202AB at 88.3 in Glenwood Springs, K202AT at 88.3 in Aspen, K203EG at 88.5 in Basalt, K203EH at 88.5 in Redstone, K228AG at 93.5 in Leadville, K234BJ at 94.7 in Old Snowmass, K235AP at 94.9 in Thomasville, and K260BZ at 99.9 in Snowmass Village.
Hi, everybody. Luke Alicious here with another whatever, and I'm here with my two lovely co-hosts. The Pamster's here. Hi, Pam.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, kind of low energy today.
But not feverish?
Nope.
All right. Low energy without a fever.
It's just
it's
life.
Okay. We'll
That's
blame
life.
That on the weather
That's
and
life.
The time zone.
Hello.
I was just going to say you. Hi, Jane. The Janerator is here.
Hi, Luke Alicious. Hi, Pamster.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. Okay. If anyone wants to call and ask a question or talk about anything, give us a call at 963-2976.
Do you give love advice, Jane?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah? You have experience with love?
All kinds of experience with love.
Good or bad?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Okay.
but I do want to talk about what just happened. At City Market. Oh, we already have a phone call.
Love it.
Wow, how about that? Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Lisa.
Lisa, hi.
Okay, so I'm calling in.
Right, good.
You guys have any answer for me?
Okay.
Because every time I go around our roundabout, I get so irritated with all the reflector things.
You'd rather see a pump jack?
What?
She probably didn't listen.
Oh, you didn't listen.
Oh, did you listen to Little Willie?
Luke pulled a historic Little Willie phone call from the Jake and Jane show when he was proposing a pump jack in the middle of the roundabout.
Oh.
But that's not what upsets you. You no. Too
what
many reflections from too many signs?
There's too many reflector signs.
Yeah, it's crazy town.
I've never even noticed it.
Just disregard it and slam on the gas and get through there as quickly as you can.
No, don't you.
Okay, I'm going to tell.
Just put your head down and go.
Pamster, that is great advice.
Drive
Lisa,
it like it's stolen.
Yeah, listen to Pam.
That's what I do.
You mean I shouldn't take my grinding tool and cut them down?
Oh, now that will get you in more trouble than my option. If you get caught. If you don't get caught at either one, you're fine. But if you get caught at yours, that's trouble.
I'll put my invisible button on.
How's that? Do that.
Okay.
Do that. Right. Dress
thanks,
like
Lise.
A gator.
Yeah,
okay,
dress like
on.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
I think Carbondale would love the Monkey Wrench Gang.
Oh. I do, too.
So, you know, it's okay to cut down those signs.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You heard it
we're
here
not,
first.
We're not advocating vandalism in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Do what feels right.
Yeah. What feels
trust
right to
your
you.
Trust your instincts.
Yes. Okay, so.
But don't trust your friend's instincts.
So, I went into City Market just before I came here. And the first thing I see, and this is probably prudent, is a guy. They have these Purell hand sanitizers at the door. And I saw a guy, you know, taking out some hand sanitizers and wiping off every single piece of his shopping cart. Now, that doesn't make sense to me because he should just wipe his hands when he leaves. But
or wash them or vigorously wash them. With soap and water for 20 seconds.
Yeah. But if you haven't been to City Market lately,
haven't,
I've got to tell you, there is no toilet paper available, no hand
sanitizer.
So we're
going to get cholera instead of corona. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, it's probably prudent to get some of that stuff, but come on, people. You
well,
do not have to
you
buy
know,
out
how many,
the whole store.
How many seconds shall we wash our hands? For if we don't have toilet paper.
If we don't have toilet paper.
Yeah.
You would have to wash your hands if you don't have toilet
but
paper.
But for how many seconds? Because right now,
it's
20 seconds.
Seconds.
But if we don't have toilet paper, what does it
probably
go up to?
It quadruples.
You think that's safe?
I think
just
yeah,
times four.
Just times four.
Well,
exactly.
And, you know, in India, they use one hand for toilet paper and the other hand for eating.
Or did. It's probably a lot more modernized nowadays.
Right.
I don't know. I think that's so, you know, you can't eat with your left hand.
That's right.
Because that means that you're an American, probably.
but I did ask the pharmacist. I said, I couldn't find any hand sanitizer. Are you out? And she goes, yes. I said, is there anything you can recommend instead of using hand sanitizer? And she said, use 60% alcohol and mix it with aloe vera.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how much aloe vera? And she said, I don't know. But the problem is they're sold out of alcohol.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that sort of makes sense. I mean, what would you miss most if you couldn't use, if you didn't have anything? And it would be toilet paper and alcohol.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
Not me.
No? Mm-mm. What would you miss the most?
If I had to be on lockdown?
Yeah.
I would miss...
I'd have to think on that.
I'd miss sweets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd really
coffee.
Miss
would
sweets.
I have enough coffee?
And coffee.
Well,
because that's like non-negotiable situation.
Right.
Seriously?
Oh.
Yeah.
No
me
coffee
too.
In the morning?
So...
Why get up?
Yeah. Hmm. So you would buy coffee and toilet paper.
Maybe I should go clear the shelves of coffee. I hadn't thought about
I
that.
I think you should.
Should I do that?
Yep.
It's going to be expensive.
It is, but it's going to be worth it.
$10 a bag.
What if you're quarantined in your house for 30 days?
30? I thought it was 14.
Well, it's going to go up.
Well, if I were quarantined, you know what I would miss?
What?
Whatever.
Us. You'd miss us.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
963-2976.
Tell us what you would miss.
Yeah. Tell us
if you were
what
quarantined.
You would miss the most.
Or if you are quarantined, tell us what you're missing. And we'll slingshot it to you.
Yeah.
And try not to break your windows.
We'll put it on the back of one of Jane's goats and say, go take
it
over there.
No, you can't do that.
You will not.
No, you can't pet your pets. If you're on quarantine, you can't pet your pets.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a phone call. Maybe it's the CDC.
We're not making light of this, by the way. Yes, we are.
Light-ish.
But light-ish.
Caller, you're on the air.
It's me again.
Oh, good.
You're only allowed one call, Lisa.
No, you're not.
I would not miss the 37 reflectors that I just counted.
Oh, jeez.
On the roundabout only.
Oh, my God.
And there's probably more than that.
So you didn't take my advice and just gun it. You drove slow enough to count.
She wanted to count them.
Well, I wanted to see how fast I had to go to get as many as I could.
Now what are you going to do? You're going to make it 27?
Maybe.
Well, let us know next week.
You should wait until the new chief takes over.
Right.
And do that during the ceremony where we say goodbye to Gene and welcome the new person.
Yeah, because he knows, Gene knows how I feel about those reflectors.
And all the cops will be in town hall, so you'll have, like, the run of the place.
Good idea,
Pam. That would be
Pam.
The time to
Great
cut
idea.
Down the...
Yeah, thank you,
yeah.
Thanks for calling, Lisa.
Goodbye, you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that would be the time to cut down the signs.
That's
right?
What I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, busy Jesus is coming. Oh, wait, nope, he's not. He's occupied. Do whatever you want. Don't look busy and do whatever you want.
963-2976. You are listening to Whatever.
So, Jane, do you have a good supply of toilet paper?
No.
I hope you didn't go in there for toilet paper.
No, I went in there for research for the, to do research.
Oh, you
for
did.
This show, yes.
You were sniffing around.
Yeah,
really?
I was. Yeah.
What about the
you
Dollar
did
Tree?
I did.
You did homework for whatever.
I did because to me, I've been listening to the news, and it's so interesting that people are panicking.
Yeah.
And buying out, you know,
weird
Walmart,
stuff.
Weird stuff. And I wanted to see what we were doing. And
so
that's why.
So what about Family Tree Dollar?
Family Dollar Tree?
Did you go there?
I haven't gone there yet.
Oh, next week we'll have to stay tuned.
But I have to tell you something about that.
Caller, you're on the air.
Nope.
Oh.
They gave up.
Okay. But on my way here, driving down 133, the parking lot, and I'm sure people were buying the parking lot at Family Tree Dollar or
whatever
the name
it
is.
I'm sorry, I don't
it
know
is.
The
That's
name.
That's okay. I don't either. Was completely packed. I have never.
All because of one 20-year-old Australian chick.
Yeah. I've never seen that parking lot full.
So full.
Ever.
Huh.
Yeah. I came back from Denver yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And Costco, I saw it from the interstate. It didn't look like there was one parking space, and that's a big parking lot.
It's a big parking lot.
Well,
it was full.
Yeah, I heard.
I thought about going there, but I looked at all the cars, and I said, no, not today.
And they're sold out of toilet paper, too.
Oh,
well, they're sold out of hand sanitizer, for sure. I saw that online. And a couple other things.
Here's a little thing about my OCD-ness. Uh-huh. I always have a ginormous supply of paper towels and toilet paper. And they're
come
stacked.
Have some?
I like them to be stacked in really tidy rows, just so.
I saw that
I
in
do
your
that.
House
I do
in
that.
Marble.
I do that. That's me.
Your house
so
in Marble.
If you need some toilet paper,
I'm
I have
over.
Some.
Oh,
thank
I
you.
Should have said that.
All right. I'm going to give you all
But
Pam's
it's going to make
dress.
Me panic when my rows aren't really tidy anymore.
Okay.
That's going to be worse than the thought of not having toilet papers. Rows are straight and tall.
Well, if you run out of toilet paper and you happen to have paper towels, you can use paper towels.
Yes, you could shift over that.
Yeah.
Or you could hold it. You can always hold
it.
You
can hold it.
You could use newspaper.
Or you can hold it. And
which articles are you going to use first, though?
Good question. The ones with Trump in
Trump,
the headline.
Anywhere with Trump.
Yeah.
Use that first for the backside.
963-2976. If you want to give us a call and talk about anything.
What would you miss? What are you going to stockpile? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, let us know. 963-2975.
Do you think the marijuana stores are cleared out? Are people hoarding?
Oh, I'm sure they
no,
are.
No, I think
marijuana?
People hoard that naturally.
They
that's
do?
True.
Yeah.
That,
you got, just... It's called a stash.
But is it a stash means to me like a little, you know, a sufficient supply, not a the world may come to an end supply. I don't know, though. I don't have rows of marijuana stacked high and tidy in my house.
Hmm.
Luke does.
I have a full wine fridge, but.
Okay. There was something, another subject I was going to bring up. Oh, I just got a text from Mark Burrows, and Mark says that he won't miss chocolate because he's been stockpiling. You know, he makes good chocolate. Really good chocolate.
Yeah.
And he's been stockpiling.
Ooh,
so
I'm surprised he let us know that.
Yeah. And, we're here to share.
We are.
He's a good person,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but how can you share if you're under lockdown?
Well,
so you got to share before lockdown happens.
But you can sneak out during lockdown, can't
really?
You?
They're trying that in Italy.
Playing hooky.
They're
getting,
they're, yeah. People it's
are
kind
sneaking
of a thing.
Out?
Well, yeah, but, and proudly, because Italians, by definition, don't play by the rules.
Right.
And there have been several articles about how are they going to enforce a population that doesn't,
by intention,
want to be enforced.
Gotcha.
Well,
it's like middle school. It's like dealing with middle schoolers.
You call up the Pope.
I don't like to be enforced either.
No.
I like to make my own rules. So, Mark, I'll be coming over for some chocolate.
Feverish or
if
not.
On lockdown.
Chocolate. I don't know what I would. I have to think about what I would miss. What would you miss, Jane?
I would miss... You and Pam.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're going to miss me next week.
Why?
I'm going to be out of town.
Are you going there? You're still traveling?
Yeah, I'm going to get on an airplane.
I know you are.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you might cancel.
Ooh.
For how many weeks will you be gone?
Two Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
But you know, I went to the hot springs on Saturday night. I just figured, let's just get this over with.
Right.
Let's just do this.
Right.
And I'm still not feverish.
Well, I think the hot springs with all that sulfur and stuff in the water.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get any bacteria.
But I
there.
Touched locker room doors,
yeah.
door
Did?
Handles, put my credit card in someone else's hand, took it back. I know, you should move away fast.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
And there were a lot of people there.
There
Folks were not afraid of a lot of viruses.
But that was, when was that?
Saturday.
Which
Today is Wednesday.
Glenwood Hot Springs.
Glenwood. Uh-huh.
Today's Wednesday. And 13 people in Aspen have tested positive.
No,
yeah.
Not 13 positive.
Yes.
There were 13 preliminary positives.
Oh, right.
But only
CDC.
Like four positives.
Okay, well, still a preliminary positive. Mm-hmm. They're only preliminary because they haven't
What does that mean?
They haven't been tested by the CDC yet, mm-hmm. but they're going to be. So that's what a preliminary positive is. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, they've tested positive, but not by the CDC.
Hmm.
Yeah. So.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see, CDC.
Yeah. But I know we joke about this, but it is a serious topic. But you should not panic.
Don't hoard toilet paper.
Do not hoard toilet paper.
Do not hoard
anything. You're being really selfish by hoarding. You're not. You are. You're not allowing others to stock up or at least get some of the supplies.
A sufficient supply.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that they need. How many rolls of toilet paper do you have about?
I don't know. I haven't checked my supply lately.
But
I have a cupboard that I'll let you know.
Okay. Yeah. Let me know. Yeah.
More than I need.
Well, of course.
But, you know.
Okay. And you, Luke? Luke-alicious?
I always have 24 rolls of toilet paper.
At all times.
See?
We're kind of alike in that,
yeah.
aren't we?
Well,
yeah.
I do too.
Yeah. But I'm not going to tell you where I live.
Yeah, keep that top secret.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You know, this could be a good time
to. Because it's my toilet paper.
This could be a good time to start selling bidets.
That's true.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we should put a lemonade bidet stand up on 4th and Main.
No, let's put it in the roundabout.
In the roundabout.
That's a great idea.
A bidet stand in the roundabout.
But we should call all of the plumbing companies and the supply companies for people that supply bidets and toilets.
And install.
And we should get a commission.
Yes, we should.
For giving them this tip.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bet there's a few bidets in Aspen.
Gold plated, maybe.
Yeah.
Yep, probably gold plated.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Maybe, do you think that Australian girl used one? Is that what happened up there?
I don't know, but there are also some bidets in Carbondale.
Are there?
I know people.
Really?
Should I name names?
I don't know.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to.
Here.
You know what? They should install.
So I went to a friend's house.
Wait, but they need to install a bidet here at KD&K. Come
that
to
KD&K
and use the bidet.
Today.
Pledge
your support right now to KDK and we will buy a bidet.
So I went to a friend's house and they had retrofitted their toilet with a bidet little apparatus. But for goodness sakes, in the United States, our toilets are only plumbed with cold water. And how awful would that be?
Well, they probably heated it.
No,
water.
No, it was. I checked it out. It was connected to the feed line for the toilet, which is only cold.
Who was this?
I'm not going to name names. Protecting the identity of the innocent. But can you imagine?
No.
Cold water.
No.
Bidet.
No, I cannot.
I don't want that.
I don't want it either.
I'll use no toilet paper.
If anyone out there
I'll do cold water bidet, that just sounds
it's
awful.
If anyone out there wants to do a
cold water bidet today at KD&K,
call us at 9-6-3.
We could get the hose.
2976.
I wish I were witty enough to think of a comeback right away, but I'm lacking it.
Take it away with Katie and Kay's bidet.
Cold water bidet today. You know, instead of those dunk tanks, that's what we could do.
That's true. No way.
We have a caller.
Katie and
we have a contestant. Caller, you're on the air.
I know. I can't stop laughing. Flee from listening. So then, if your ass is all wet, you need toilet paper or something, don't
something.
You, to dry it?
Well, you can use
a towel.
A towel or a paper towel.
Mm-hmm. Katie, I know, okay. So, actually, I wanted to take off on, I'm going to change the subject.
Good,
back
good
to
idea.
Gators.
Good.
Was it a gator and a bird or something? Little Will was
trout. A trout. It was a trout.
Oh, trout. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's right. Sorry, I've had little surgery today. So, anyway. This couple moved to Colorado in 74, four kids, and they learned, this is the San Luis Valley, and it's talking about the gator farm down there, right?
Gator farm.
Right.
Yes, it's interesting. So they wanted to grow tilapia for the kids and blah, 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 and they purchased the acreage down there in 77, and then they purchased in 87 100 baby alligators. So
oh
they could
God.
Dispose of the dead fish. This is amazing.
Really?
And the remains, the dead fish. Have people look this up. It's really cool. Dead fish and the remains of filleted fish. So that's how it came about to be an alligator farm.
Why did they start with 100?
Baby alligators. They probably got a good deal, right? A Walmart or something.
Is there attrition on them? Did they think only 20 of those would survive?
I don't know. Have people, everybody out there listening, Colorado Gators Reptile Park is very fascinating. Story,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And then they opened to the public in 1990, and then they've gotten some other exotic animals. But so since we're, Little Will's talking gators and fish, this is, this is like happening.
I knew that was there.
Well, Lee, thank you so much for calling and talking about this. We
Colorado
only have
Gators,
a... What?
Colorado Gators Reptile Park. I'll let you go. Let me go. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Lee from Leadville.
I think I cut her off. Sorry,
uh-oh.
Lee.
Sorry, Lee. Okay. Well, I wonder if that's where Little Will got his gators. We'll have to ask him.
From the gator park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad he hasn't called
today.
What
do you think they do in the winter? Do they get cold, those gators?
Yeah, they do. That's why they live in the swamps, in the warm, humid climates.
I know, but the ones in Alamosa, do they put little sweaters on them?
No, but they have gator heaters.
They do?
They have gator heaters.
Have you been there?
Yes.
You've toured it. You've seen it.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
And they have an area where the water is completely heated.
Oh.
And all the gators swim into the...
Isn't
it's like
that
a
nice?
Big pool,
yeah,
of warm water. So they just feel like they're at home. And that's
nice.
Where they spend the winter.
Yeah.
They don't need little gator sweaters.
They don't need sweaters.
No.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because that'd be a lot of knitting.
I know. A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if they started with 100. How many do they have now?
I haven't been there lately. I haven't seen
them. Do they procreate at a fast clip?
Yes.
They do?
Well, Little Will knows way more about how they mm-hmm. procreate than I do.
He could do a live demonstration, I'll bet. Next to our bidet.
Yeah, exactly.
Roundabout dunk tank.
Come to Katie and Kay and use our bidet. When you can't find any toilet paper. Okay.
Maybe we should make business cards real fast and go put them on the empty toilet paper shelves.
That's a great idea.
For our bidet business.
And we'll charge Ooh. For it so we can yeah. raise money for Katie and Kay.
Or for our own personal toilet paper
That's
stash.
True. That's true.
Since
yeah.
we're now all hoarding toilet paper.
Well, I'm not.
There's not enough time.
Okay.
We have to let that one go.
Oh, sorry, caller.
That's too bad.
We can't pick up because we have to...
We'll sign it off. We're signing it off.
We're signing off.
Keep it
back next week.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Use your bidet.
Social distance. Don't touch your face.
If there isn't another way, use your bidet.
Pick your nose with your bidet.
Ooh. That'd be one way to
Ew.
Wake up.
But make sure the water's warm because a cold... Nose bidet would be worse
Ew.
Than a other kind of cold bidet.
You know what? This show has really gone downhill.
All we do, it's gone down the toilet.
It's gone down the toilet with toilet humor.
Oh,
you started it. You're the one who did the research.
Well, I'm not saying it's bad.
I wonder if I can find the toilet flush real quick.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, try.
It's too late.
Oh,
yeah.
Bummer. Okay,
All
well,
right.
thanks for listening if you did.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye,
we'll see you in 3 weeks,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll call in.
Okay.
Yeah. Call in.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And Jane, we'll see you next week.
Yes.
And we didn't do Beatles sing along.
Oh, no. Can we do it now?
No.
It's too late. Yep.
But maybe
whatever you do.
Do. But maybe they'll let us use part of their show.
Oh, maybe. To sing Beatles songs.
Yeah.
I hope not.